All are genius. Intellect is invisible. All are genius. Intellect is invisible. The genius is there for everyone. The genius is present for everyone. The genius exists for everyone. It is the universal beingness that everyone is. Now, how does that genius exist? How does that genius present itself to the world? Well, it presents itself to the world in surprising ways, but the thing is, it does it so when you least expect it, when you least are aware of it. Now, studies have been made, scientific studies have been made throughout the world by people who are genius or people who would like to be genius and people who are intelligent. Now, oftentimes, supremely intelligent people appear not to be geniuses. They're just very intellectual. But they have not the ability, seemingly, to put it all together, to take that genius that they are and make it into something that is usable, something that is viable in their world. But when it is done, how is it done? What is it that is about us that takes our genius and pops it into place and lets us create great music or great art or literature, or that lets us be beautiful people, that lets us be the type of person that is a joy to be around? How does that develop? How does that take place? Well, that's the invisible part of our intellect. We have a brain, and our brain uses an intellect. It uses a universal intellect. It uses a universal knowledge. And this universal knowledge is available to everyone. It doesn't matter what age you are, doesn't matter what experience you are, doesn't matter what education you have or don't have. It's available to everyone. Now, we find that great inventors, or just inventors, seemingly come up at the same time with the same invention. Several inventors will come up with the same thing at the same time, as we saw in the light bulb and we saw in many other things. Now, why did they come up with it at the same time? Well, they had been titillating their brain with all sorts of ideas about light, about how to make a light bulb and how to do these various things that they're working on. And then many of them gave up because they didn't, and a few persisted. And they persisted, and they persisted in the most artful way that they could do it. And that way was when they would just let go and let it be revealed to them. When Einstein had his greatest revelations, he often remarked that it was a matter of that he was thinking about it very seriously, and then he went to sleep, and he slept. And he didn't even think that he's going to dream about it, but of course he was. And during his sleep, he came up with the answer to his circumstances, to the project that he was working on. And as he did this, he wrote it down. And then when he woke up and saw what he had written down, he didn't always understand it at first, because it came to him in a wonderful, beautiful way that was understandable to him and that was complete for him in something very special. All are genius. Genius is something that everyone is born with. It's the matter of the universe that's available to us. And because it's the matter of the universe that's born to us, we don't always know how to get a hold of it. We don't always know how to bring it forth and utilize it for our benefit. And so we sometimes miss the point and don't do anything and sort of slide away from it. And as we slide away from it, we are unaware that right at our fingertips is the very thing that we're looking for. Right at our fingertips is the very thing that we're looking for. And how did it come about that it became known to us? Well, it became known to us because we let go the divine, which is our genius, the divine in us, be revealed. Now, the divine in us is always there. The genius in us is always there. It's always right inside of us, waiting to be revealed, waiting to be brought forth, waiting to be expressed. But it cannot be expressed until we let go and let it be. An artist just lets go and is artful. Oh, he may have trained him in the art of being an artist. He may have trained himself in the literature of writing books. He may have trained himself in the ability to play music. And all of that's just fine. But thousands of people have trained themselves in these various things and did not come up with their genius. They did not let their genius free. They were always trying to do it according to the book. And the minute they stopped doing it according to the book and started doing it according to their inner wisdom, their inner divine order, and when they stopped and let that inner self, that inner genius, flood forth, it came forth. It's that intellect that is invisible within us. It's that knowledge or knowingness that's invisible in us. We don't know what it is. We don't know how it is. We are delighted that we can do it. We see some people who start out at an early age letting their genius flow forth, and they are just brilliant beyond measure. And then there are young people who take that genius and take that measure and go out and teach it to all the people in their world. And they share it with the people in their world. And the people in their world are just delighted to see that and delighted to know that. And some are not delighted. But basically, when you see a genius, there's something about the genius that is so intuitive. There's something about the genius that's so beautiful that you just cannot do anything else except to admire that genius. We all have that genius within us, and it's a matter of letting that genius free. We all have that intellect within us. That intellect is that knowingness, that wisdom too. And it is invisible. And we want to take that invisible self of ours and let it shine forth in all its glory, in all its wonder, in all its magic, in all its beauty. And when we learn to have humility within ourselves, this is the greatest gift that any genius could ever have. When the genius has humility, he knows, she knows, it's something greater than the appearance on the outer of what they're doing. They know that there is some magic going on within themselves. They know there is something very wonderful. And their humility doesn't say, I did this, I did that, where in truth they did. But their humility said, I can do this. This is within me to do it. I know how to do it. And they know that there is a something inside of them. There's a divinity within them. There is a genius within them. There is something so magical, so wonderful, and so fantastic within them. And they know that. And then they let it shine forth. And as they let it shine forth, all the world looks at them and says, what a beautiful person. All the world looks at them and says, what a magical person, what a marvelous person. Now, some people don't have a good mental attitude. They don't have a good personal attitude. Their humility seems to be lacking in many, many ways. And what happens when people have that humility that's lacking in so many ways? What happens is that they're just stumbles, and their genius comes, but it stumbles. And those who have the most humility, those who have the most awareness that there is something greater inside of them than they ever knew, and it's not the outer man, it's not the outer person that is this, it's the inner being. And as each genius recognizes that inner beingness, that inner genius, he lets it shine forth in his life, notably, fully, wonderfully, beautifully. And he knows that it's something greater than he understands his physical body has been able to do. It's that the inner body, the inner divine self, can do it. And the genius is proud to know that. Are you a genius? We all are geniuses. Now, we want to let it shine out. And learning humility, learning balance, learning harmony, learning to praise that which we are, brings it forth in a beautiful, fantastic, glorious way. You can do it today. You can do it today. You can practice being a genius, being humble, being divine, being wonderful. Because that's our reality. Our reality is that we are, each one, a magnificent, wonderful genius. I love you. I love you. I love you. You're a genius, you know that? I know it. Have a genius day.